Qantas is investigating how a tyre exploded on one of its planes as it landed in Sydney last night. The A380's nose wheel tyre burst as it hit the tarmac. No one was hurt, but passengers had to wait on board 2 hours and now face more inconvenience.
They're going to try and process the luggage and clear it all out to us tomorrow, but that's a lot of luggage, so I don't know, you know, if they'll get it done before Easter.
The plane was arriving from Singapore. The vote counts finished for the Tasmanian election, with Labor and the Coalition evenly split with 10 seats each. The Greens have won 5 seats. Labor's caucus will meet this morning to determine whether it'll allow the Liberals to form a government. Chechen rebels have claimed responsibility for suicide attacks on the Moscow metro that killed 39 people. In a video message, rebel leader Doku Umarov says he personally ordered the attacks. He's warned Russians there'll be further violence. And the United States has pledged more than $1 billion to help earthquake-ravaged Haiti. The pledge was made at a United Nations conference for donors. The World Bank has also pledged an extra $250 million in aid. That's the latest ABC News. We'll be back with more updates through the day, but in the meantime, check our website, abc.net.au/news.